Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1126. Oh, how sweet it is to live in a convent among sisters. But I must not forget that these angels are in human bodies. On one occasion, I saw Satan hurrying about and looking for someone among the sisters, but he could find no one. I felt an interior inspiration to command him in the name of God to confess to me what he was looking for among the sisters, and he confessed, though unwillingly, I am looking for idle sisters, idle souls. See Sirach 33:28 and Proverbs 12:11. When I commanded him again, in the name of God, to tell me to which souls in religious life he has the easiest access, he said again unwillingly, to lazy and idle souls. I took note of the fact that, at present, there were no such souls in this house. Let the toiling and tired souls rejoice. May 22, 1937. The heat is so intense today that it is difficult to bear. We are all thirsting for rain, and still it does not come. For several days the sky has been overcast, but there is no rain. When I looked at the plants thirsting for the rain, I was moved with pity, and I decided to say the chaplet until the Lord would send us rain. Before supper, the sky covered over with clouds, and a heavy rain fell on the earth. I had been saying this prayer without interruption for 3 hours, and the Lord let me know that everything can be obtained by means of this prayer. May 23rd, the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. During Holy Mass, I found myself suddenly united with the Most Holy Trinity. I recognized His majesty and greatness. I was united to the three persons, and once I was united to one of these most venerable persons, I was at the same time united to the other two persons. The joy and happiness that my soul felt is beyond description. It grieves me that I am unable to put down in words that which has no words. I heard these words, "Tell the Superior General to count on you as the most faithful daughter in the order." After these words, I received an inner understanding of what all created things are before God. Immense and incomprehensible is His majesty, and that He condescends toward us is the abyss of His mercy. All things will have an end in this vale of tears. Tears will run dry, and pain will cease. Only one thing will remain, love for You, O Lord. All things will have an end in this exile, the ordeals and wilderness of the soul, and though she live in perpetual agony, if God is with her, nothing can shake her. May 1937, Corpus Christi. During prayer, I heard these words, "My daughter, let your heart be filled with joy. I, the Lord, am with you. Fear nothing. You are in my heart." At that moment, I knew the great majesty of God, and I understood that nothing could be compared with one single perception of God. Outward greatness dwindles like a speck of dust before one act of a deeper knowledge of God. The Lord has poured such a depth of peace into my soul that nothing will disturb it any more. Despite everything that goes on around me, I am not deprived of my peace for a moment. Even if the whole world were crumbling, it would not disturb the depth of the silence which is within me, and in which God rests. All events all the various things which happen are under his foot. This deeper knowledge of God gives me full liberty and spiritual freedom, and nothing can disturb my close union with him, not even the angelic powers. I feel that I am great when I am united to God. What happiness it is to have the consciousness of God in one's heart and to live in close intimacy with him. Here Saint Faustina rejoices that she is able to live in a convent with consecrated souls. She saw Satan scouring the convent for lazy, idle sisters. There is a reference to the book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 28. Force him to work that he be not idle, for idleness teaches much mischief. There's also a reference to Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 11. Those who till their own land have food in plenty, but those who engage in idle pursuits lack sense. Saint Faustina rejoices that the evil one doesn't find such a sister in her convent. It is a good lesson for us all. Saint Faustina also writes of praying the chaplet for 3 hours, and then some much needed rain came in the midst of difficult heat. The Lord teaches her that the chaplet is a powerful prayer. Everything can be obtained by means of that prayer. And during Mass, she was united with the Holy Trinity. The Lord told Saint Faustina to tell her Superior General to count on her as the most faithful daughter of the order. The footnote states that these words show that Faustina is meant to stay in her order till her death. She will leave some standing guidelines for the new order, which will be founded after her death. Elsewhere in the diary, she complains that her congregation has no saint, and the Lord tells her that she will be that saint. And Faustina received a great grace on the Feast of Corpus Christi. The Lord filled her heart with joy. He assured her that he was with her. She had nothing to fear, and that she was in his heart. She felt great peace. All things are possible when we are united with God.